In the name of Jesus, who gives us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in his body and blood. Amen. I once heard the story of a young boy who was celebrating his 5th birthday. His parents decided to have a birthday party for him and invited friends and family. These friends and family brought many, many gifts, and that's what this boy delighted in most at his birthday, unwrapping those presents, those packages, and it seemed that he received toy after toy after toy. Ultimately, however, his mother came to him and handed him a card, an envelope. She said, "This is the gift from Grandpa." Grandpa lived many, many miles away and couldn't be there at that birthday party. And so this new 5-year-old opened up the envelope, took out the card, looked at it, opened up the card, looked inside, and there was a little piece of paper there. He picked up that piece of paper, looked at it, and then put it down on the floor and said, "Okay, now where's my present from Grandpa?" Well, the mother picked up that piece of paper and handed it back to her son, and she said, "Zachary, this is the present from Grandpa." The boy frowned, and he began to protest. He said, "I don't want a piece of paper for a present. I want a toy." And then the mother understood that he didn't understand what that piece of paper was. It was a check written out for $50. This would be the most valuable gift of all that he would receive at his birthday party. And yet he didn't recognize it. And so the mother explained to her son, "This is a check. This is money. This is worth a lot. You can buy many toys with this." And then the boy's eyes were opened to see the value of the gift he had received. Today we continue our sermon series on Fridays, focusing on the catechism. And especially today we consider the sixth, or one of the 6 chief parts, the sacrament of the altar. Many people look at the bread and the wine of the sacrament of the altar, and they say, "What good is this? How can this benefit me? It's simply common bread and wine." We give thanks that the catechism opens our eyes to see the rich treasure that is given under the bread and the wine. That in fact, God gives us what we need the most in this sacrament. The catechism opens our eyes to that by answering 2 main questions. First of all, what is the sacrament of the altar? And secondly, what are the benefits of such eating and drinking in this sacrament? The first question, what is the sacrament of the altar? Luther gives a very, very simple explanation. He says, it is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and drink. He says, under these common elements of bread and wine, there is simply something supremely sublime, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we might ask, how can that be? And my answer is, I can't explain it. It's a mystery. In fact, that's an inherent quality of a sacrament. It is a mystery. We cannot, by our own capabilities, understand it. The word sacrament is a Latin word that was used to translate the Greek word in the Bible, mysterion, mystery. So the very character of a sacrament is that it's mysterious to us. We receive it by faith. But the reason we believe that the true body and blood of Christ is present under the bread and wine is because Christ attaches his word to that. He attaches his promise to that, his pledge to that. And thus Luther goes on in the Catechism to give those words of Christ. He gives the words of institution. He says, Jesus took the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. Jesus distributed the cup, and he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Christ attaches his word to these common elements. And thus they become eminently uncommon. The ordinary becomes extraordinary. That which had been relatively worthless now is eminently valuable. I would like to seek for us to understand this by the use of an analogy. And I have to say up front that this is a feeble analogy. In no way can it express the deep truths of this mystery which is beyond words. But please bear with me. I brought my checkbook here today, and you can see on the top there is a check. Just a simple piece of paper, about 2.5 inches in height by about 6 inches in length. This piece of paper is really worthless in and of itself. We throw away a lot bigger pieces of paper every day. However, if I take a pen to this simple common piece of paper and I write my word on that, my pledge on that, my promise on that, suddenly this piece of paper becomes very uncommon. What had been invaluable becomes very, very valuable. And so here where the dollar sign is, I'm going to write $3,000. And I'll even write it out in words on the next line, 3,000 and 0.00 dollars. Now, what had been worthless, a piece of paper, becomes worth $3,000. It's real money. It communicates the money I have deposited in Commerce Bank to the recipient of this check. Now, Professor Utek is back there, and he's going like this. He wants to be the recipient. Well, we'll negotiate that later here. The analogy is this. God takes common bread and wine, and he attaches his promise to it, his word. He writes his name upon it, and he says, this is my body, this is my blood. The sacrament of the altar is the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under the bread and wine. What had been common now becomes uncommon. What had been ordinary now becomes so extraordinary, so valuable to us. It is the real gift of his presence to us. Well, if it is so valuable, what is the value? That's the next question. Luther says to the answers the question, what is the benefit of such eating and drinking? And his response is, it is shown to us in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins, that in the sacrament, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Even before identifying the benefits of this sacrament, Luther identifies the beneficiaries of this sacrament. Actually, Jesus does in his words. He says they are given and shed for you. It's for you. It's a gift to you personally, individually. Now, I have written out this check, signed my name to it, given my pledge to it, but I haven't identified the beneficiary yet to whom it is designated. To do that, I would have to write a name there. In this case, let me just put William. Okay. So also Christ, in giving us the sacrament, gives it for you, personally, individually. And he does that as we, personally, individually, receive it in the eating and the drinking. For you. It is meant to benefit you. And what are the benefits? He says it is the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Because that's what Jesus pledges in his word, given and shed for you, for the remission of your sins, for the remitting of your debt to God. God gives us the riches of Christ's righteousness and erases the debt that we have because of our sin. God's check written on bread and wine transfers from Christ's account the righteousness, the holiness that he has earned by his perfect obedience to God's law in his life, his sacrificial death, his atoning death, his victorious resurrection. That is transferred from his account to our account, our spiritual bank account that had been bankrupt because of sin. God reckons, that is, he accounts this in his ledger, his spiritual ledger. All the riches of Christ's perfection and holiness and righteousness now to our spiritual account. That is God's accounting on our behalf through this sacrament. And it pays rich, rich dividends. Not just the forgiveness of sins, Luther says, but life and salvation. For where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is life, eternal life, life with God, life in God. And there is salvation, the deliverance from that curse of sin, the deliverance from the result of sin, the penalty of sin, death and damnation. This is a package deal. This is the great riches that God gives to us in the sacrament. Riches that we do not deserve, given freely by his grace. Several years ago, when I was serving as a parish pastor, I visited a woman, member of our congregation, who was in the hospital dying of cancer. A very pious, a very devout woman. And she asked me and the other pastor in our regular visits to bring the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, to her. She valued it so very much. And we gladly obliged. And I'll never forget one incident after I had given her this blessed body and blood of our Lord. She looked up at me with great faith in her eyes. And she said, "Pastor, thank you. I really need the Lord's Supper. More than anything else, I need this sacrament." She said, "I'm thankful for the medical care that the doctors and the nurses are giving me. I appreciate the medication, the drugs that I'm receiving. And yet, what is most important of all is that I receive this sacrament. Because this gift will heal me for eternity." This woman did not expect to be healed from her cancer in this life. And yet she recognized that in the sacrament she was receiving the most precious gift that she could, the healing of her sin. And that would bring life and salvation, the conquest over death, and the eternal blessing of God's eternal kingdom to her. And she was eternally grateful. She valued this gift as the most precious of all. May we too have such appreciation for the gift of the Lord given to us in this sacrament, and with eyes of faith see what he pledges in these common elements of bread and wine. It is his true body and blood, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. And where there is the forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. There is no more precious gift than that. Amen.